It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hey, hope you've had an awesome week so far. Well, the weekend is closing in and it's a great time to go and see movies, so it's a great time to talk about it with this guy, Mr. Lee. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jay. How are you this fine Friday?
Oh, great. I love Friday. You know I love Fridays. You love Fridays. I mean,
yeah, I do too.
You've had how many Fridays this week with the Forum 6 being closed for, what is it, renovations? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, we closed. Pinocchio. Only on Monday and Tuesday, that's all. And we are actually closed on Monday coming as well. But that's it. That'll be it. And our renovations will all be done and dusted. So very exciting.
Oh, thank God for that. You can finally get back to work.
Yeah, but then we've got Wagga having their renos done now too.
Oh, you might go down there for that too.
So I'm gonna have a day off.
You know what? Don't do that, Mr. Lee, because I don't want you passing on your laziness to them, okay? So get back to work. Yes. How are you, mate? How was your Father's Day? How was last Sunday? Did you have a good one? Did you get something good? What did the kids get you?
I did. I actually got to have... I actually celebrated Father's Day 2 weeks ago because my son, my youngest, was home from uni for a week. And so we all just had breakfast together at a nice little restaurant and it was lovely. It was just nice to have the family all together. It's very rare that we get together these days because we all live all over the parts of Australia. So, but yeah, that was mine. How was your Father's Day? You would have had a house full. And you would have got lots of socks and undies.
Yeah, it was good. The kids did very well this year. I love all the daycare stuff and the school stuff, you know.
I'd love that.
You know, dinner plates with handprints on them and little key rings and I got a little pot plant, which was nice. Uh-huh. They feel special.
And, you know, that's one of the good things about primary school kids. I don't know whether it's where your kids go to school, but I remember when my kids went to primary school, they would set up a table and the kids would actually go and find it themselves and go, oh, my dad would love that. And I think that means more than the actual present.
No, that's exactly right. They picked it. Send the kids to school with some money. You know, and you see what they come back with, and it was really nice. You always appreciate the little things you get, isn't it? I think that's what makes it so special. So, and I hope all of our dads, our Talk and Flicks to dads, had a great Father's Day as well. Let's get into what's coming up on what's going to be a massive show. We've got some new movies out this week, including Downton Abbey. We'll talk about that shortly. Got some advanced screenings to run you through as well. We've got our top fives. We'll see what is number one at the box office this week. There could have been a bit of a shuffle, not giving much away. Mr. Lee has some movie news, including something about an actor who's 92 coming out of retirement, who we've been trying to work out all week who is. We'll find out a bit later on in the show. We'll go around the screens, see what's opening next week, and Mr. Lee as well. Well, with Fast Flicks now gone, an even easier way to win yourself some free movie tickets.
It certainly is, and it is, as you said, an easy way. Should I tell them all what to do and how to do it?
We're going to have to. No, you can do it. That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Take the floor. Okay. It's your show.
Right. Oh, well, thank you. You do all the work, but I just sit back. So all you got to do is listen to the podcast, and somewhere within our podcast, we're going to give you a code word. And the code word you then take and put it, go to our website, which is forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, click on the Talking Flicks banner, and you'll see a banner on there saying code word. Click on there and enter the code word with your name, and you can win a double pass.
Go and see that easy. You're choosing, and there are some great movies out at the moment. Let's hear all about them.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Look, you know how we always say, I wonder if they'll make another sequel. I wonder if they'll make another sequel. Well, this one they have. It's the Downton Abbey, the grand finale. It's It's a movie. We know it was a TV show for so many years. This is the third one, and they are saying this is it because people want to know the story of what happens to everyone. And so I think it's so good that they've done this to finish it off in a way, which is quite sad for the people who love Downton Abbey because there's quite a few people out there that do like it. But I think it's really good that they've done it. Have you watched Downton Abbey? You're looking at me quite Wesley, funny.
What,
saying,
do you, oh. What do you reckon? Do you just look like I'd be watching Downton Abbey?
Yeah, I thought you'd be watching it with your nan.
No, she hasn't watched that. No, that's not the
case. No, she's just into Andre.
She's on Andre and all the Met operas and that kind of stuff. So, no, she hasn't watched it. But do you? I could see you sitting down with your lovely wife, Wendy, to, you know, with a nice bevy in hand to watch a bit of Downton Abbey.
Yeah, a nice sherry, yes. When, you know, the servants come from downstairs, upstairs to servants. Yes. I have watched the TV show.
Oh, my God. Let's just listen to the bloody trailer, okay? My servants, whatever.
It's hard to accept that it's time to go. Your friendship has never been more important to all of us. But the future of Downton Abbey is now in Mary's hands.
You will be a sensation.
Lady Mary must go now.
She's divorced.
I'm very sorry. I shouldn't have come.
This really is the night that shook the world.
That is what's happened. Now we must just get on with it.
What about her running, Downton?
Don't you want her in command?
The world is changing. The way we talk, the way we dress, the way we deal with each other.
Surely you're entitled to have some fun.
Classic Mary.
Welcome back, my brother.
Coram.
The news is bad, isn't it?
How could you tell?
I've known you since you were born.
Hal's made a real mess of things, hasn't he?
Don't you see what this means for Downton?
You look back and think about all the changes you've witnessed.
You're the daughter I never had.
I'll treasure those words.
Families like ours must keep moving to survive. And all of your support is more important to me than I can say.
If Mama were alive, what would she do?
Well, this is it, Mr. Lee.
Downton Abbey.
Amen to that.
Yeah, the grand finale. The last one. The last hurrah.
That's it. But how scary is it that Lady Mary is divorced now? The family faces financial troubles. The household is up to, you know, all sorts of things. And it could be a social disgrace for the Crawleys. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all turns out.
Okay, let's...
Are you surprised I knew all that?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I know exactly what you're up to. Okay, but that is Downton Abbey, and that's the grand finale. That is out right now, along with Mr. Lee, advanced screenings this weekend of a movie that's out on September 18. This looks really funny. The Bad Guys 2, it's an animation. It's a comedy, it's an action, bit of crime as well, something for the whole family.
It certainly is. And as we all know, this is an Australian writer who wrote all these books. The movies are now from the book. And I have to say, I love the first one. This one, I do think, is going to be as good, if not better than the first one, because they've got the bad girls in it as well, who are trying to get the bad guys in trouble. Let's have a listen.
When it came to being bad, we were pretty good.
Who am I kidding? We're the best.
Showtime.
Oh, baby.
It's the bad guys!
Watch this.
I am never driving another car ever again!
Things sure have changed.
Not everyone believes it, but the bad guys went good.
I'm keeping my eye on you guys. Ah!
What was that?
I panicked, okay? I'm a panicker.
It hasn't been easy with a reputation like ours.
Now you want to work at a bank.
Why not? Some of my best memories are at banks.
You robbed us 3 times.
That was this bank?
The name's Kitty. We're students of your work.
Big crime nerds.
So you're like the bad girls.
And you're like a mango with teeth.
What? Is that what I look like? Ooh, she is spicy. I like it. Insult me next.
So you're the chief guy.
You need a job, and I need some extra hands. Professionals.
Maybe you don't keep up with the news, but we're good now.
I'm not exactly asking.
So are we bad again?
We just got to do this one last job. All right, Mr. Master of Disguise, do your thing.
I promise to play you respectfully.
Where's my flowers? Prego, cappuccino.
You're a grumpy little snakey-wakey.
Is she your hostage?
No,
she's my girlfriend.
Why is she in his mouth?
Oh, that's very funny, Mr. Lee. I love the snake bit at the end there. That had me. I was hooked.
Oh, it is good. Now, it's got the voices of Sam Rockwell, who plays Wolf, and Awkwafina. Don't you love that name?
I do.
Awkwafina.
I know you love Awkwafina.
I do, and I love her. I think she is such a great actress. She plays great parts and funny as. So, yeah. So, as we're saying, event screens this weekend, but you can see it from Thursday onwards because it officially opens from September 18. Now, the Met Opera, as we were talking before, that's on this weekend, so I'm sure Nan will be going to see this one. Is it? I can never remember the name. It's like, is it Fidelio?
It's Fidelio, yeah.
Fidelio.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Right. Yeah. Goes for 170 minutes, starring Lisa Davison and Renee Pape and Stephen Milling.
How good is it? 170 minutes, you really get your bang for your buck out of your ticket, don't you?
Oh, you certainly do.
Yeah, definitely. There'd be an interval, wouldn't there? Because it's
yes, there is.
It's live, so
there would actually have to be 2 intervals, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's captured live.
Captured live. Yeah.
Yeah. So they will. I'm pretty sure when they go over a certain amount like this, I think there's 3, and they might only be like 10 minutes or so, but at least it gives you time to go for a wee break and then come back.
Sounds good to me. Sold. Now, also screening Mr. Lee at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5, we have Caught Stealing, Fantastic Four, First Steps, Fight or Flight, Freakier Friday, How to Train Your Dragon, Kangaroo Island, Mr. Burton, The First Hymn, The Naked Gun, The Roses, The Smurfs, The Conjuring Last Rites, Weapons, and Jurassic World Rebirth. You can check your local cinema website or box office to see what's screening, Mr. Lee. You happy with that?
Oh, you did really well. I've taught you well.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Out of 5, Miss Lee, what would you give me out of that? What do you reckon?
I'd actually give you 5 out of 5 for that. Oh. That was really good. I think you should take over that part now because you do so well and your ease goes straight into the opener of the top 5. So not like me where you don't know whether I'm going to say check your local cinema or not.
Exactly. There's professionalism here, Mr. Lee. So you're right. Yes. I'll do it more often. But let's do some top fives now. And you get to go first this week.
Yeah. I'm off to the USA. Number five is Caught Stealing. Number four is Freaky Friday. Number three is Weapons. Number two is Hamilton, which is the musical. And number one in the US, Conjuring, Last Rites.
Horror at number one. Oh, I like it. There's been a couple of horrors at number one. Weapons.
Yeah, Weapons.
A few weeks ago, wasn't it? Was it?
Was it 3 weeks? So it actually got knocked off before, with another horror.
Yeah. So there you go. But that's awesome. And Hamilton, what's the go? Are we getting Hamilton? Are you doing anything with Hamilton here, or is that just
states? No, there are some cinemas in Australia doing it. But yeah, no, we're not. Is it the 10th anniversary or something, I think? 20th or something. Yeah. Special.
Yeah. Not getting behind it again, Mr. Lee. Good to see. I bet you didn't want me to ask that question, did you? Don't ask it. I go rogue, Mr. Lee. That's why you got to watch me. Let's do the top five films for Oz. Loken, Chapter One, Chandra, which is the Bollywood film, right? Always the Bollywood films in the fire. So good to see everyone supporting Bollywood, because it's a great community, the Bollywood community, isn't it?
They love them. They do support.
So much colour. Number four, Weapons. Number three is The Naked Gun. Number two for Oz is The Roses. And number one for Oz, it's The Conjuring, Last Rites. There you go. That is...
No surprise.
There you go. That is top five for Oz and the USA. Mr. Lee, it's time to give out a code word for these movie tickets. And the code word for this week is...
Grantham.
Okay, so tied into the wonderful Downton Abbey.
Yes, so all you need to do is head to our website, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, click on the Talking Flicks banner, and then find where it says win our code word, fill in your name, number, and the actual code word, and when we draw it, we'll put your names into a popcorn box and we'll pick one of the lucky winners, and we'll contact you for winning the double pass. That easy. It's a lot easier to win a double pass now instead of, you know, coming on and trying to do my trivia, which I thought was quite easy, but anyway.
Well, everyone else, this is why the segment's gone, Mr. Lee. Everyone tends to disagree. Okay, well, you know what you do very well, Mr. Lee?
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Look, I do actually do this very well. There's a movie coming up later, and it's called Roof Man, and it stars Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst, and it's actually a true story about a guy who went on a robbery spree and all that. Anyway, he lived in the roof of a shop, but they're saying the chemistry between these two, Channing and Kirsten, is incredible. They're saying it is so believable. It is such a good thing. So I can't wait. And we are actually doing a girls night for that too, JT.
Yes. Good. Roof Man. I'm just saying it's Channing Tatum, right? So of course there'd be a girls. Yeah. Night. That's well thought, obviously. Yep. Every Channing. Is there a Channing Tatum movie you haven't done a girls night with? Out of curiosity.
I don't think there is. No. I don't think
you did Blink. You didn't do Blink twice, did you? I don't think you did a girls' night.
No, we didn't. No.
So there are a couple there, but 9 out of 10 times, if he takes his shirt off, there will be a girls' movie night. Now, we've been trying to work out which actor is 92 and making a return out of retirement. Who is it, Mr. Lee? Let's rip the Band-Aid off.
Okay. Well, this person was in The Last Witch Hunter. And he has been in a lot of movies. It's, of course, Michael Caine, which is great because he is a fantastic actor. Absolutely fantastic. You didn't see that coming?
No, I didn't. No.
Well, Vin Diesel has talked him into returning to the big screen. And it will be a sequel to The Last Witch Hunter, of course. So very exciting. Cannot wait. They still are trying to finalize all the deals and all that, but it's good to see he will be coming out of retirement. And you believe 92. That's
unbelievable. Now, Mr. Lee, one movie we want to watch out for is One Battle After Another. Why is that? I mean, they're talking, this could be one of the biggest films of 2025.
Oh, they certainly are. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, of course. And just recently, Steven Spielberg, the director who did E.T. and all those, he is giving it praises. He is saying it is incredible and everyone needs to go and watch it. Now, of anyone to back a movie, like Tom Cruise backed a movie just recently as well, but to have Steven Spielberg back your movie, that's pretty big. So it must be very good for him to actually come out publicly and say that.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Nothing else to add. Well done, Mr. Lee. That was great real news. And it is back next week on Talk and Flicks. Let's go around the screens and see what's happening. Oh, my lordy, there is a fair bit going on in Orange, isn't there? Where do we start?
There certainly is. So happening in Orange, Wog and Tamworth, we've got the National Theatre Live Inter Alla on October 19. October 31, we've got the 50th anniversary of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Then on November 7 to 9, the 40th anniversary of Back to the Future, which is, I can't believe it's 40 years since we've seen Marty McFly on the big screen.
Oh, DeLorean's back, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. That was a brilliant movie. November 23, we've got the next Met Opera, which is La Bohemia. December 7, we've got the next André Christmas concert, and then December 14, we've got the National Theatre Live, The Importance of Being Earnest, which stars the guy from Doctor Who, I can't think of his name, the latest Doctor Who, I can't think of, anyway. Yeah, it is a bit like that. Now, in Wagga, on October 4 and 5, they're going to be doing a 3D of Avatar, The Way of the Water, re-release. On the big screen, and as you know, we haven't had a 3D movie for quite a while, and Avatar is the one, yeah. And they are also doing it in Orange as well on October 4 and 5. At the Forum 6 in Tamworth, on Wednesday, we've got our seniors movie and lunch happening for Downton Abbey. And then next Thursday, ladies' night for A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, starring Jay's favourite, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she's my favourite. I've got her on like my desktop. You know the desktop background. Yeah, that's not creepy at all, is it?
No, as long as it's not from Wolf on Wall Street, we'll be right.
I think it is actually. Now, I think it's the nursery scene.
This weekend in Orange, they're playing the 30th anniversary screening of Toy Story, and plus they've got the Orange Film Society movie Holy Cow happening this weekend. So lots happening around the screens.
Sorry, Miss Lee, I'm just ran out of biro with that one. Geez, you got a lot going on. That's incredible. What a calendar. That took up 15 minutes of the podcast. So, yeah, there is a lot going on. But there you go. I hope you there got is. All that, because a busy few months at the Forum 6 in Tamworth and Wagga and the Odeon 5 in Orange. Next week, Mr. Lee, you and I have been looking forward to this movie. It's Aussie. It's Aussie film. It's heartwarming, feel good, great for the family, Kangaroo.
Yeah, and as we know, it's a true story as well. We love true stories. Aussie true story. What can what else do you want? It is all about a guy who was a TV personality who ends up going in the outback and unfortunately hits a kangaroo, finds out there's a Joey and wants to give the Joey to somebody to take care of, but they don't take it. He's got to look after it. It stars Ryan Corr, Brooke Satchwell and Rick Donald.
Mm. Now, we should mention, Mr. Lee, that next Wednesday there won't be a Flickster because Ryan Corr from Kangaroo is joining us on Talk and Flicks. How good is that? Yes.
I can't wait to talk to him. I'm so excited. I cannot wait because he's been in so many movies, so many TV shows. It'll be interesting to, you know, have a little chat to him. So looking forward to that.
Massive Ryan Corr fan. He just sounds like a great guy. So it'd be interesting to sit down with him and have a bit of a chat about Kangaroo and what else he's been up to. Because he's been in some big movies. In Wolf Creek 2, you and I went to see that. Remember, he was the poor tourist. He did a great British accent. The British tourist who got tortured by Mick Taylor in the, you know, the dungeon type area in the, you know. So, yeah. So interesting to hear what he has to say about Kangaroo, the new movie. So Ryan Corr joining us on Talk and Flicks on Wednesday, a special edition. As you mentioned, Mr. Lee, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey is out next week. This is, of course, with Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell. So looking forward to seeing that one. The Friend, Naomi Watts in this one, Bill Murray, who an absolute legend. This is about a solitary writer who adopts and bonds with a Great Dane. Okay, so with this dog. And, it apparently belonged to a late friend. And then, you know, it's all about coming to terms with the past and her inner life. Do you like that? That's
nice. That's really good. Yeah, and then we've also got Dora, the Magic Mermaid Adventures happening on the big screen, where Dora's huge. She's been around for a little while now too, hasn't she?
She has,
Dora and also, you can probably tell we're getting closer to school holidays because we've got another one called Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie on the big screen. So we can talk more about those next week.
Yes, we can. There you go.
Looking forward to it.
So again, the Talk and Flickster podcast, it is Ryan Corr joining us on the show Wednesday. Do not miss it. Midday it will drop. We'll have a chat about the new Kangaroo movie. So looking forward to that. Mr. Lee, has come time for us to it's come time for us to go. Can you believe it? It's
Star Trek. Did it.
Yeah, I can see you driving around with this.
My jazz. Yeah, you've gone through my jazz collection now. What?
I've got rap. It's rap, Mr. Lee. This is urban.
It's a rap?
This is, yeah. Hmm. This is rap crap.
Sounds a bit like jazzy.
No jazz in this. Just, it's urban, Mr. Lee. Get with the scene. Urban. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. So that's it. That's us done. Are you ready to go? Ready to have some lunch?
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward. I'm actually quite hungry. I did a meal prep last night. And sorry, before you say, no, I didn't bring any for you.
No, not common at all.
I've got a nice little satay and fried rice today. Satay chicken.
Jeez. Okay, well, you have a wonderful week, Mr. Lee. We will be joining you on Wednesday, catching up with the wonderful Ryan Corr. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.